Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, August the 15th, 2023. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the general elections, now just 8 days away. But first, let's look at Sudan, where analysts are saying the country's conflict has reached a stalemate both militarily and diplomatically, with little hope of a swift end to the conflict. Meanwhile, those arriving in South Sudan, having just fled from Khartoum, describe a city on the verge of collapse. Henry Wilkins reports from Jodha, South Sudan.
A few hours earlier, Nayal Anfar crossed the border into South Sudan and returned to the land of her birth after fleeing the fighting in Khartoum. During the journey, she gave birth to a baby girl. She described a city on the verge of collapse with parts of the population under bombardment.
Aircraft are firing missiles over people and gunshots were fired at people. When I escaped, I did not carry with me even a single piece of clothing. My neighbor was shot along with her little daughter, who's only 3 years old.
Many people who fled Khartoum told VOA they are hoping for a swift end to the conflict so they can get on with their lives. Some analysts say a narrow window for dialogue about stopping the fighting in Sudan may have opened. A report last month from the International Crisis Group, a Belgian-based research group, said the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, had gained an upper hand over the Sudanese armed forces, the SAF in Khartoum, suggesting the SAF may be more willing to come to the negotiating table. According to other analysts, the window may have already closed, if it ever existed at all.
I would not agree with assessments that some have made to suggest that either the RSF was about to take back control of Khartoum. The future of the country depends on there being only one national army. And I just don't see how we can get there through a kind of political process that folds in elements of the RSF into the SAP.
Before the conflict started, attempts were made to merge the once friendly, now warring military factions. Diplomatic efforts to get the parties back on the same side have so far been unsuccessful.
What's problematic about this is that one side will always see one of these tracks as being biased. So unless we have one very strong, broad coalition of international partners that can come together in a way that doesn't, is not perceived as being biased.
Daniel Dayin, who has also recently fled from Khartoum, says he does not know how long the conflict will last.
Life in Sudan become very bad for us, especially with South Sudanese. That's why we decided to come here so that we can go to our homeland. So up to now, we don't see this situation whether it will end because all houses were being burned. So they are also, they have killed so many people.
Diane says he dreads having to rebuild his life in the ruins left behind by the war. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Jodha, South Sudan.
Now, let us look at today's commemorations of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces Day. A colorful ceremony led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa was held at the National Sports Stadium this afternoon, with paratroopers and other performers treating thousands of audiences to free entertainment.
Thank you.
Marking the occasion, President Mnangagwa thanked the uniformed forces, calling them a people's force always at the ready to defend the country's sovereignty.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces remains a vital cog in the ongoing national socio-economic modernization and development of our great motherland, Zimbabwe. Since its creation, the Zimbabwe Defense Forces has always been a people's force, which has effectively defended our beloved country and has guaranteed our nationhood in the face of adversity and aggression from detractors. The Zimbabwe Defense Forces priority and principal vision is transformation through modernization in such areas as training and manpower development, among others. Over the years, the Defense Forces have progressively transformed into a dependable, agile, hard-hitting force capable of containing any threat to our motherland. This has been realized through robust, relevant, and responsive training, as well as personnel development programs.
Lo bekungumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhuluma esenkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium namuhla kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lwamabutho olweZimbabwe Defense Forces Day. Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, leader and presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa also paid tribute to the armed forces, promising them good living under his government if he wins next week's high-stakes elections. Vachamisa vavimbisa izwi kumsangano wekutsvaga rutsigiro wavaitira kwaseke masikati ano, vachiti vanovaremekedza zvikuru mauto uye vachashanda navo zvakanaka kana vakawina sarudzo.
Ukuru wekukosha kwekuchengetedzwa kwenyika. Masoja edu achipohomari nemusoro. Ndakataura ndikati masoja anofanira kudzorerwa pakudya bhifi mumabharaki. Kwete kuti masoja anopowa machanzi. Anenge asina kugwinya kuti aite basa. Masoja hafani kugara murori nemapurisa agara murori achiita basa. Vanofanira kufamba nemidziyo nemitransport inoonekerawo. Uchaona kuti munyika medu muno tinopfekedza mapurisa edu machemba musoro nguva nenguva. Kune dzimwe nyika hakuchina izvozvo. Kurwisanisa vanhu nevanonga vachibata basa rechipurisa. Chipurisa hakusi kuti ndini ndakubata. Chipurisa kuchengeta mambo wako anova mucitizen. Saka tina kutsinja izvozvo kuti tidzorere madefense services edu ange achiita basa rokuchengeta nyika, kudzivirira nyika kubva kune vekunze, kwete kudzivirira nyika kubva kune vatongeri venyika verimwe bato vezanupf. Ava vanenge vachingova vemakwikwa, hatipokani navo, hatirwisani navo. Saka tine mucherechedzo hama dzangu wokuremekedza our defense services today. Makorokoto madefense services edu nokuchengeta nyika.
Nomzana Nelson Chamisa lapho bekhuluma esemhlanganweni wokukhankasela ukhetho awenzele koseke emini namuhla, ethembisa amabutho lapho ezomvikela wonke ukubana uhulumende wakhe uzabathuthukisa alubana ethe wanqoba kukhetho. Manje apo vaMnangagwa vachitaura kumsangano we kugungano Zimbabwe Defense Forces nasi ubekhuluma emhlanganweni weZimbabwe Defense Forces namhla uMnangagwa ethembisa amabutho okuhle ukuwo va Nelson Chamisa vanenge vachikwikwidzana navamunangagwa pasarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika musvondo rinouya vachivimbisawo mauto kuti pasi pehurumende yavo pansi kwahurumende wake uchamisa kuti hai amabuto azahlala kuhle kakhulu. Let's take a short break and please stay tuned. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about next week's general elections in Zimbabwe. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF from England. Mr. Mavaza, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, my brother, and how are you? Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, everybody.
We are fine, and thank you so much for joining us. And I must say this up front, I know you don't mind hearing it. We had, because this is the Youth Connect, the Connection is a youth show, we had lined up a number of guests from Zimbabwe, from ZANU-PF, MDCT, CCC. From ZANU-PF, we actually had two guests, but not even one of the phone numbers is going through. So we are coming to you last minute, Dr. Mavaza, and I know you don't mind. We saw today it was the National Defense Forces Day. President Emmerson Mnangagwa led commemorations at the National Sports Stadium, promising the thanking the armed forces and also promising them a good future going forward. And we saw, on the other hand, Mr. Chamisa, leader of the CCC, holding a rally in Kwaseke, also saying under his government, the armed forces, civil servants will be well paid. What do you say about this contrast between Chamisa's message and Mr. Mnangagwa's message to the armed forces?
To start with, if you look at if you had listened to the messages from the president and from the army commander, it is a message of encouragement, a message of thanking, a thanksgiving message. It goes further into all the aspects to say it is not partisan, but it is today has been a day for the armed forces. So the message was specifically for the armed forces. I know the CCC would want to say it was too partisan and it was patronizing the army. No, he speaks as the head of state, and therefore he patronized the army for his country, Zimbabwe, and not for his party.
And how about Chamisa's message? We know the armed forces are poorly paid, just like any other civil servants. Varikutambura and Chamisa ahead of the elections next week. Arikuti aiwa mauto tisakupai beef ya makange mchichi kakudara mumabaraki. Don't you see Chamisa gaining traction there with these poorly paid armed forces?
The armed forces do understand the modalities of the economy. They will not be swayed by this. Chamisa talks like a preacher and not like a politician. You cannot patronize the army. In any other country, you will be charged of trying to incite the army. Because the reality of the matter is the soldiers are not poorly paid. But it is our economy which has gone down, and ZANU-PF is putting it up again. And we are going back to the past glory. It does not help for Chamisa to talk about beef, which was a ration for the army then, when we had only 10,000 soldiers. Now we have over 25,000 soldiers in Zimbabwe who are active, and they've got a reserve of about 10,000. So only we are talking about 40,000 soldiers, and the payment, and the budget is ballooned. And what we used to give to a less number is different from what we are having now. And therefore, there has to be those discrepancies. But however, the soldiers in Zimbabwe cannot be bought by a promise of beef, by a man who has promised things which he cannot do, the man who cannot even run his own party, the man who doesn't have a constitution, so he's not bound by any rules, so he can simply change. There was nothing bind him.
Asi ana kungova promisa bifu chete Dr. Mavaza ava promisa kuti vachawana rugare ma salaries kwao. I mean, you are saying the armed forces are not poorly paid. I'm not sure if you have the figures at hand. I personally don't, but I know they are poorly paid, just like many civil servants. Chamisa achiva promisa kuti aiwa inimi sema soldier sema armed forces ndikapinda pachigaro ndiri Chamisa tichakubhadhara imari ine mazvo. And I don't see how you can divorce that from the economy. You are saying the economy is not performing well, and that doesn't translate to my soldier being poorly paid. I don't know how you can separate the two, Dr. Mavaza, because what we know, the civil servants are poorly paid, and the economy is making it worse.
Yeah, you need to understand one thing, that in Zimbabwe, we are struggling in the country. We are struggling because of Chamisa's party, which had requested for sanctions against its own people. So because we are suffering because of them, you cannot then turn around and say, I've made you suffer and I'll make you get paid. So in that case, that is wrong. So in short, I want people to understand, and Zimbabweans to understand that, yes, we are suffering today not because of mismanagement, but because of the sanctions put upon us by the MDC, which has now translated into CCC. And the same people who have caused Zimbabwe to suffer cannot today stand up and tell us in any way that today they can change things, that tomorrow they can make the salaries better. We have suffered for this country, and we are going to get it better than it is now, with or without sanctions.
Sarudzo dziripo next week vamavaza muri kuona muchiita zvakai. I mean, how do you see yourself performing? Because wongova Mnangagwa is pulling my crowds, and on the other hand, Chamisa is also pulling crowds. But again, at the center, there is the issue yeupfumi hwenyika. Vanhu vari kuchema kuti muZANU-PF mazarambavha, takaona nyaya yegold mafia, vari kugunun'una vari kuti aiwa vamunangagwa vatadza zvachose, especially vari kutsigira CCC nevamwevo vanhu zvavo vasina divi ravakarerekera, vari kuchema vari kuti aiwa anda ZANU-PF upfumi hwaondomoka, ZANU-PF yatadza kugadzira nyika. How do you defend yourself going into next week?
Next week we are going to win, and we are going to win thunderously. And that means Chamisa and his people and those who support him will be stricken with awe when Zimbabwe gets up to that level. But I can explain to you clearly that we talk of gold mafia. Yes, we don't dispute that we have got some thieves amongst ourselves. So as we have got so many thieves within CCC, and we've got thieves in America and in England. Today, Donald Trump was charged with 10 counts. And we've got people who break the laws everywhere. It doesn't matter where it is. And it's not a sign of failure of the government. It is a sign of greediness of those individuals. But as we can speak to you now, up to today, there has been no proof about gold mafia, except the documentary which came up, which has no proof at all, but a smear campaign, which has actually been sponsored by Al Jazeera and the handlers of the opposition in Zimbabwe, or of the regime change in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Ndiku bate muromo ipapo, Dr. Mavaza nchazoka kwa muri, regain botura mtereri, state umlalele tingweni, from South Africa. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Tungamen Nkomo. How are you, sir?
Aye, what? You know, Farah, what are you doing here?
Kuluman, Opey.
Oh, Opey. Siyabonga, Opey. Isipo mbani ganji?
Come again?
Niti isipo mbani mbani, Opey bani?
Uza, machecha.
All right. Siyabonga, baba, ungena kuhlelo. Akusi impumbono wako sikhuluma ngokhetho oluzayo lapha next week. Sibone namhla kule langa le Defense Forces Day. Ubaba uMnangagwa ebabonga amabutho uChamisa labo ebabonga ukuvikela ilizwe kodwa ebapromisa impilo enhle. Alubana bethe banqoba kukhetho nje lwe oluzakwenziwa ngeviki ezayo. Ungaphose lakho.
Okay, no, it's a good thing to always recognize those who fought for this beautiful country, and we really appreciate whatever they did. But looking at how things are, I don't think it's from Zambia's fire. I don't think it will be fair. Those who lost lives during the struggle for independence, and those who are still alive today, they have nothing to offer. It's only a few people. But today, those who have positions, they are the ones who are benefiting. But the rest, 99%, they are struggling. The economy doesn't spare them from economic hardships. So I'd appreciate a lot if those same people, if they are Puma Lobling, buy of water, so that in future they can be better in terms of their benefits. Remember, they are also supposed to get a pension, but now they are not getting anything. So I think it's wise for them to vote wise come 23 August next week.
Hayi, siyabonga mlaleli ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, kuhle kutwa.
Siyabonga. Vamavaza ndofunga manga muchinzwa mterera chitaura apo. Vaobei, hanzi vanhu vari kubenefita ende madara madara ZANU-PF chete. Otherwise, there's nothing you guys are doing for ordinary people.
I think Obey has not understood what happened in Zimbabwe. Maybe he's stayed in South Africa for too long. Harare Bedbridge Road is now a perfect road with small patches left. Harare Mpare Road is wonderful. Harare Blaya Road, they are making it wonderful. And Harare Madarin Road, they are sorting it out. Not only those, there are so many roads which are under rehabilitation and construction. We've got infrastructure. We've got a whole new town built in Bedbridge. We've got a top-of-the-range airport, refurbishment at Robert Mugabe International Airport, and all the other airports, the Joshua Nkomo Airport in Bulawayo is under renovation. Vic Falls has been made a four-terminal airport It was one all along. They are refurbishing it. We talk of Kariba Aerodrome is being perfected. So there are so many, the infrastructure which brings stability to our economy has been fixed. And we are looking at it and it's getting better. The towns which had been reduced to villages by Triple C with its councillors who were running the towns and these mayors, the government has put money into those towns and we've seen a lot of developments now. The water now flows freely into our taps. Of course, there are some few areas which we are still sorting out. And besides that, we would realize that electricity, which was a thing of the past, now it doesn't go anymore. There's no switching off and on of the electricity. There are so many things we can talk about. We've got dams, over 35 dams, which were built in 5 years, and in 5 years of the new dispensation. So if you look at this, this is a development which takes 50 years in other countries. It took only 5 years. People must look at ZANU-PF as a newborn child who was born 5 years ago and give him another chance, give Emmerson Mnangagwa another chance to develop the country to the best of his ability, because he had shown us what can be done if he remains in power for the next term.
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. I'm laughing not to disrespect you, but I'm just laughing because you're talking about ZANU-PF being a five-year-old child. But this is a party that's been in power for 43 years. I don't know how people can conceive that, okay, this is the new ZANU-PF which has been there for 5 years. But let's take a caller from South Africa. Mlaleli Mtereri Wakadiako. Hello, Mtereri.
Hello, how are you?
Tiripo edu magadini.
No faras edu.
Ye, itai gaga, nguwa zafa, amba,
rutora na rusaru uzo. Yeah, in short, Nemko.
Taura, ere,
no fara,
taura.
In short, in chungo kumbira kuti, tive ne mazuba. Nguva yatasarwa nayo tane mazwa mashomanini kuti tipinde musarudzo dzedu, tinokumbira tipinde musarudzo nenguva takasununguka, tisina zvinotiremera, tisina zvino pasina kurwa, pasina kukakavadzana. Saka chishuro chedu ichocho pasava nema zvinhu zvakawanda kana mirisika, ndo zvatakukumbirisa kuti tive nazvo izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma. Zita ndiani?
Gumbo.
Pagumbo, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Thank you so much, thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you. Coming back to you, Dr. Mabaza, as we close. We hear messages coming from Zimbabwe kuti ma observers ari kushungurudzwa. And they're being threatened, and some journalists are being denied accreditation to cover the elections. Why? If this is a new ZANU-PF that people should celebrate.
It is not ZANU-PF which accredits journalists. Neither is it ZANU-PF which looks at the observers.
It's a ZANU-PF so government, ZANU-PF, though.
ZANU-PF is a party to the elections, so is Triple C. They all have no power over who should observe them or not. The government is not ZANU-PF, even though it's government under ZANU-PF. So there's a difference between the two. And the government is not the one stopping these people from coming, but it is the system which has been set.
Thank you there, Dr. Mabaza. Sorry, we have to leave it there. And again, I'd like to apologize because, as you can see, we have this long list of guests that had promised to be on our show from Zimbabwe, but because of the network issues, we couldn't get them. This is Ntungamili Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe, and thanks to Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF.